Hi, James from England, Stranger Tractors. This book is slightly different than what I would normally read. Some people might say it's much different than what you probably read. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about comparatives, but not comparatives that you're used to doing, which is more than or ER. Yeah? You know, when you say this is more than I thought it would be, comparing it to two things. Or with ER, this is bigger, or this is smaller, right? And so when you add the ER to small words, and then the more than, you know, for other things. So what are we doing? I'd like to talk about the degrees of comparatives, because not everything is more than or bigger than, because you don't really have an idea of what the difference is. So why don't we look at things to modify? So we're going to do comparatives, but we're going to look at degrees of comparatives, how we can use a couple of words to give more of an idea of how big and how small. Ready? Let's go. So let's start off with the big one, because big is positive. Let's go there. Now, if you have something is big, and you say, he is bigger than, or this is more expensive than, then I'm going to say, well, how much? Now, if I use the word a lot, then I know it's by a lot, by comparison. So over here, this means a lot. It means, another word, like much. He is a lot bigger than his brother. So if his brother is this tall, then he would be that tall. That's a lot bigger. Okay? Another one we can look at is far. Now, far, as you know from distance, when you say far, it's a long way away. So this one's easy to remember, because all you have to think of is far is long, far is a lot more, or much more. So we have it here, so I'll put by far, so we can put it's a lot, or it's much, to a greater degree, so greater difference. Okay, now how do we use it? Up here, when I said a lot, you put a lot, then the comparative. So, I am a, make it easier to see. Lot, right? I am, you know what? I think it's the drugs. Slowed me down. My brain's slow too. A lot, right? And then we put the comparative. Bigger. I am a lot bigger than I used to be. This belly is fat. Christmas time, eating food. Okay? So I am a lot bigger. A lot than the comparative. Okay? You don't say bigger a lot. It doesn't make any sense in English. So it's easy. If you want to say there's a big difference, you put a lot before the comparative, and then someone knows there's much of a difference, a big difference. Now how about far? Okay? Well, far, as I said, also means a lot because it's a big distance. And when we look here, a lot or much, we can say, in this case, far more, and then we put the adjective. He is far more happy, or happier. He's far happier. Where are we? Far more, here. And down here, we put the comparative by far. He is larger by far. So in this case, how we have comparative, it's very similar, right? So, he is... And then we'd say, happier, there's your comparative, by far. Similar, right? Actually, almost reverse. Here, beginning, here, end. You get the picture, you can see it. Right? So the order here is comparative, then by far. Well, up here we have a lot, then the comparative. Cool? All right. Now this one you'll notice we have adjectives that we add to it. A little different. So let's look over here. We did bigger. Okay? We've done bigger. We've done a lot. How do we do smaller? Smaller. How do we do smaller? Well, what we're going to do by going smaller is we're going to use a little and slightly. Okay? So what do they mean? What do they mean? Yeah. Get over here. Well, we're going to take a little, okay, we got this here. Get out of your way so you can see. So, a little. Now, little means literally little difference. So we're going to say a little, and then we put the comparative at the end. So you would say the wine is a little, oops. Once again, I want to show you, so I'm going to use a different color. Okay. The wine is, and then, scusi, little. Now I'm almost out of room, so I'm going to just go underneath, okay? A little more expensive. See that? We have a little, and then we have more expensive. So we actually use our degree at the beginning, and then we put our comparative. Okay? Now, let's work with slightly. That sentence, or that word is slightly wrong. Watch carefully. Slightly means a little, right? We said slightly means a little.
You need an L.
So it was slightly wrong. Okay? Okay. So now we know slightly means a little. Why don't we look at the sentence? All right? So, slightly. What's a good example? Well, this isn't exactly right because there's a lot of difference here, right? He's a lot bigger than this one. But let's just pretend for a second that Sly the Snake, or Sil the Snake, as for Sylvester, is just a little smaller. We might say Sil is, and we'll use the word now, slightly smaller than Mr. He. And we noticed slightly, then plus the comparative. Okay? So, we look at it. We've used four different things to change, not just to say something is bigger, something is smaller, but to give degrees of how much bigger, how much smaller. Cool, huh? Just a couple of words, and you can improve your English greatly. So, a quick review. When we say a lot, we mean there's much of a difference, right? A lot. When we say far, there are two things for far. Remember this. We have far more, which means greater than, and then by far. And if you just remember that far means a big distance, easy to remember, right? Now let's go over here. When we want to talk about small, we say a little, which is obvious. A little means un poquito, if you speak Spanish, or poco, right? Or kichi, Hungarian. Kichi, very cute. Anything else? No. No other languages. But just a little. But we put it before the comparative. A little happier. A little bigger. Small. And slightly. Also the same thing. And don't make my mistake. Make sure you put an L-Y to show it's an adverb, right? Slightly smaller, right? Slightly smaller. So, thank you very much for coming. You have been at what? www.ing.com studying comparatives. And I don't think you'll find anything a lot better than us. I think by far you should be happy with the work you've learned. In fact, you might feel a little more confident with your English and slightly more attractive to the ladies. Yeah, I'm going now. Sorry. Ingrid, www.com. Bye.